Flower buds, warmer weather, and a familiar bird song bring life back into the valley as spring resurges into full bloom. While nature is bringing new organisms to life, arboretums in the valley are cultivating a comfortable space for them. For Jack Monstead, native plant trail curator at the Blandy Experimental Farm in Boise, springtime means anticipation.
It's a really exciting time around here. Can't wait till the red buds come into full bloom. That's probably when things look the best around here, because we've got a lot of dogwoods and red buds and these beautiful flowering trees here.
His favorite spot is Dogwood Lane, a quarter mile path lined by 94 dogwood trees.
All the pink flowers on the trees lining the roads. It's always kind of nice to see. Reminds you spring's really here.
Monstead says that he's lucky to have nature as a business partner.
A lot of it, thankfully, you know, is just kind of letting things do what they do.
Blandy is home to hundreds of domestic and foreign plants native to meadow, woodland, and wetland environments. According to Monstead, the woodland environment brings the most diverse group of species in the arboretum.
The ecological reason for this is just because in the forests, all the flowers have to get out early before the leaves and the trees above them close in and shade them all out. So that's why you see a lot of really interesting wildflowers in forested areas specifically. You know, we have meadows and wetlands and stuff too, but those wildflowers don't usually come up until later in the year because they don't have those trees to worry about.
While the tree canopy does its job effortlessly, Monstead puts in some extra work to help the plants out. He starts this work with a process called cold stratification, which is much simpler than it sounds. In fact, all you need is some water and a fridge.
Flower seeds, you need to actually kind of make them a little moist and put them in the fridge for a few months before they'll germinate.
Monstead says that by subjecting these wildflower seeds to cold temperatures early, you're able to encourage the seed's embryo to come out of its shell in search for that springtime sun. While this is done before spring, the work doesn't stop there. During spring, Monstead ensures the plants aren't being disrupted by local wildlife.
Spend a lot of time putting down kind of like deer repellent and stuff because we have a lot of deer here at Blandy. That's kind of an unusual aspect compared to most natural forested places don't have as much many deer as we do. So they would come and eat everything down. So we spray some deer repellent and we put some, do some things like that to keep the deer at bay.
However, there's some critters they like to keep around, at least when the plants are growing.
We like to actually leave almost all the stems stand all winter because a lot of our native insects will kind of overwinter and burrow into those stems and they live there all winter, and you cut them down, you're killing all their habitat. So we leave those all the way up usually through about mid-April, and then we'll start cutting those down as well, because by that point, all of the insects have already emerged. You know, a lot of people like to get rid of those above-ground stems for their herbaceous stuff. I always say, if you can, just try to leave them all the way through spring, wait until it's consistently getting pretty warm. You know, usually once the red buds and some of the other stuff starts blooming in April, then we can start cutting them down.
Over at the Edith J. Carrier Arboretum in Harrisonburg, the staff also lets nature run its course, relying on the tree canopy to do its job as well. Arboretum Director Jan Sievers-Mahan says that she loves to watch the slew of spring ephemerals bloom.
There's full sun hitting the forest floor and the plants can grow and finish their reproductive cycle and they're happy, and then the next flush comes up. And so this wildflower parade happens basically February into May, and then the canopy starts to get bigger and bigger. And that's when the shrubs start blooming a little bit more, and then the trees are blooming.
As a gardener herself, Mahan has gone through several steps of trial and error. She says it all starts with the soil.
Getting compost out in your soil is a great thing to do, because we really need to get more compost, more organic matter into the soil. We're encouraging people to leave their leaves, and if they did that, maybe now they want to put a layer of mulch on top and kind of spruce their beds up.
Mahan says spring also brings new people to the Carrier Arboretum, and with new people comes new events. Each year, the Arboretum has a theme.
This year, our theme is forest soundscapes. So we have a focus on the sounds that you hear in the forest.
With sound bathing and other workshops coming into the picture, it's situationally appropriate to give listeners a taste of this sound. To get the full picture, you might want to visit these arboretums yourself. Regardless, here's some sweet spring sounds I picked up at the Edith J. Carrier Arboretum.
Thank you.